Welcome to today's episode of Fuel with Pastor Emmanuel. It's all about faith, understanding, encouragement, and life. Be blessed by this episode. Blessed be God, it's a joy to come your way with God's word. Matthew chapter number 24, reading the verse number 14. It says, "This good news of the kingdom will be proclaimed in all the world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come." In the final week of the life of Jesus on earth, he gives us a series of great teachings. The Pharisees come to test him with questions about taxes. The Sadducees test him with questions about divorce in the resurrection. And after responding to all of them, he now goes on to talk about who they think the Messiah should be or is. He defends his authority as the Messiah. And then he goes on to pronounce a series of woes for the Pharisees and the religious leaders who hinder people from coming into the kingdom. As he is exiting the temple, the disciples comment about the beauty of the temple. And that is Matthew 24 verse 1. And then Jesus tells them, "Not one stone of the temple will be left here. It will all be thrown down." In verse number 2 of Matthew 24. By the time you get to verse 3, the Bible says that while he was sitting on the Mount of Olives, the disciples approached him privately and said, "Tell us, when will these things happen? And what is the sign of your coming and of the end of the age?" And that takes us to the verse number 14 we read. When the disciples asked, when will the things that Jesus was speaking about, that not one stone of the temple will be left, and they ask for a sign of the coming of the Lord and the sign of the end of the age, one of the signs Jesus gives is in the verse number 14. It is the sign of the proclamation of the gospel of Jesus Christ. The sign of the gospel being spread through every city, through every nation. Jesus gives that as a sign of his coming and as a sign of the end of the age. The reason he says that is because he says that this proclamation of the gospel will be a testimony to every nation. People want testimonies, but God goes beyond giving testimonies to individuals. He gives testimonies to nations. He gives them a witness, and the gospel is God's witness, is God's testimony to every nation on the face of the earth. And when we see the gospel being preached on all platforms, in all forms of media, to every city, to every nation, we should see that it is the sign of the end of the age and is the sign of the coming of the Lord. Friends, you and I have work to do. This sign of the proclamation of the gospel is committed to us who believe. We have a responsibility that by all means, with our voice, with our resources, with our churches, everything we can harness, send this gospel out on every platform, on social media, by every means. This gospel must go out to every city and to every nation, because it is God's testimony to the souls of men and women in the cities and in the nation. It is God's sign unto them about the coming of our Lord. Let use every asset available and every opportunity attainable to proclaim the good news of the kingdom of our God, because it is God's sign unto the nations. The Lord bless you. Shalom, peace, and life to you.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Fuel with Pastor Emmanuel. Till I come your way next time, grow in faith, increase in understanding, give encouragement, enjoy life in Christ.